And we're back on Pellet Edge Live, our continuing coverage of the Pella girls sweeping Burlington in the Class 4A regional semifinals, here with junior outside hitter Brooke Schulte. Brooke with 10 kills tonight. Brooke, good to have you up here. First time you've been on the headset. Congratulations on a big victory here tonight, and what does it mean to be moving on?
Yeah, before the game, we just had a conversation about nothing's guaranteed from here on out. And we talked about we just need to have fun, play together. We love playing together, and we love playing the game. So taking this win and being able to keep playing together and finish out the season is really great.
And after a nine-day layoff from competition, and really in terms of, you know, elite competition, back to your home tournament, how important was it to come out fast tonight and try to avoid that rust? Because, again, no matter who you are, practice only gets you so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we knew they'd be prepared to play this game, and we knew we were off for a while, so we might be a little slow, but we made sure to keep that in mind and counter that with energy, and just playing with joy was a big part of it.
And second set, it gets a little bit rocky there, and Burlington kind of woke up, right? They had a long trip to get here, and they were starting to cover some of the holes previously. How critical was it, do you think, you know, and it's happened a lot this season, that you were able to get through it without a timeout, figure it out on the floor, and what does that say about the experience of that team that you were able to work that out? Because, again, coach could have easily taken a timeout, settle you down, but it feels like it's a really strong suit if you can take care of that before a timeout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our coach says that we need to figure it out on our own. I mean, obviously, if he needs to, he'll call a timeout, but he believes in us, and we all have confidence, and we, like, encourage each other, and it all helps. So if we can work it out together, that just builds the team up really well. And timeouts sometimes sort of slow down the game, so it's nice when we can just stay on the court.
Well, and then equally important, how critical was it then to come out in the third set and then take care of business again, right? It's one thing then to let them back into the game, and then they stay in the game. Mm-hmm. You took it out of them, and then I think built at one point like an 11 or 12-point lead. It felt like mentally that switch had flipped back. And again, shows the experience of your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just talked about not like taking a lull, because the first game wasn't the most competitive, I'd say. I mean, obviously, it was still a good game. But just keeping the energy up, even if the score wasn't showing a great game. So reminding ourselves of that before the third set was really important for us.
Well, right now, Bondurant and Norwalk are still playing. So I'm going to ask you a couple different questions. Mm-hmm. I believe you're the official hype person of the homecoming queen. Uh-huh. And now your cousin, who's basically, as I understand, almost as close as a sister, Lindy, is out for Tulip Court.
Yes.
Give our people a pitch right now. Why should she be on the Tulip Court this year?
She is the best person I know. She is the kindest, she's always there for people. You can always go to her. She is the sweetest to everyone. She's just a little ray of sunshine. She lights up a room.
Well, obviously, very kind words there. We need to get you some political money. We got to get a political action committee going. You know, Lindy for queen. She's the homecoming queen into mm-hmm. Tulip Queen. We'll see
yes.
how it all goes. And then just, you know, one of the things that I know that you bring a lot of is a little bit of humor and a little bit of joy to this team. How fun has this been? I think it's one thing for us to observe from the outside, but, you know, we take for granted it's all about kills and blocks and aces and all the above. Just how fun has this season been? I mean, a lot of wins certainly help, but it feels like this group is just so close.
Yeah, we are. It is so fun to play with these girls. I think this is the closest team I've ever been on. It's been such a joy to be a part of. We all have a lot of trust with each other, and we all enjoy being around each other. So I think that's really important. And we all just love the game so much. So that makes the team really special.
So it's 2-1 right now in favor of Norwalk. So I'll ask you about both teams. Bondurant was a long time ago, but they gave you some tough run, I think, during the summer. And some of the scrimmages really played you tough there. And you got to play them a couple times early in the year. What do you remember about Bondurant if they end up pulling up the upset? And what do you have to be ready for if the Jays are here?
I think they're pretty scrappy, so I think that's something we need to be ready for, is go after every ball, leave everything out there, and, yeah, be ready for anything, because even though we've beat them in the past, we still need to be ready.
Well, and you say that, I mean, you go to Norwalk on their senior night and really dominate them from the get-go. I'm going to guess if they come here, at least in theory, it won't be that easy Tuesday. How do you avoid, you know, mentally saying, hey, we already beat them 3-0, and recognize that Norwalk is a ranked team for a reason, and how do you get yourself ready for that game knowing it is to go to state?
Yeah, well, we knew that that wasn't their top game when we played them, and we played very well. We're confident that we can do it again, but we got to know that they're going to send some more balls over. That's probably more aggressive. And so just staying focused the entire game, I think, is really important. Because the last time, we didn't really have to necessarily. So, yeah, be ready for that.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun coming up Tuesday, regardless, back here at Pella High School. 7 o'clock, you don't want to miss it. Let's pack the gym for Brooke. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on a great game and great season so far. And let's get to Coralville, shall we?
Shall we? Thank you.